Southern Nevada. We're getting some heavy volumes right now on the Beltway 215 westbound at Green Valley and eastbound at St. Rose. Also some moderate flows. You're close to freeway speeds as you work your way through the resort area. 15 north at Tropicana, 215 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. 215 east of Valley Verde, you'll tap the brakes as you work your way through there as well. And some overnight road work going on the next couple of nights. It's Interstate 15 northbound at Silverado Ranch. The outside travel lanes are going to be affected, as well as the on and the off ramps.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The NFL and the NFL Players Association have a number of disagreements when it comes to things that have to happen before this upcoming season. One area that they have reached an agreement is travel protocols for training camp and also the preseason. Highlights of this protocol include mandatory masks for all members of the traveling party. There's also going to be limitations on the size of the traveling party, and there's going to be no buffets. There is still conversation about how many preseason games are actually going to take place. The NFL planning to move forward with two preseason games, while the NFL Players Association would rather have the preseason canceled.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Pipcoa, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Summer is waiting for your call right now. I know a lot of folks have never heard of Pipcoa until now. Get all the answers. 702-546-8767. 8767. Make your chronic pain go away. You don't have to carry it around with you anymore. That's 702-546-8767. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He is joining us from the Capitol, from Carson City. And as we look ahead, we talked about the racial justice. We talked about the budget. We talked about Dieter. What else is there that will be on the agenda over the course of the next, what you say, could be anywhere from 5 to 8 days? Chuck, are you there? Hello,
Kevin?
Chuck. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, there we go. Must be the Chinese interfering with us.
Other than Dieter and the social justice, by the way, is there going to be anything, any offshoot from social justice that we don't know about that might surprise us?
It's anything's possible. There are things that happened at the very beginning of the session today that I don't think Republicans were prepared for. They didn't know. It was sprung on them, you know, just as it began, and that had to do with the rules that they were going to use to conduct the special session. The one that caused the most consternation was a rule stating that legislators could vote remotely. They didn't have to be in the legislative chambers to cast their vote. They could be in Las Vegas and cast their vote remotely, which is arguably a violation of the Constitution, which says that all votes must be conducted in the Capitol, where we are here right now in Carson City. And I don't think that they saw that coming. They're also being very strict on the rules involving wearing a mask, that no legislator is allowed to speak unless they're wearing a mask, and if they refuse to wear a mask while they're in the chambers, they could be escorted out. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that could still come up that the Republicans weren't expecting and weren't aware of and weren't prepared for. That could still happen on a lot of these issues, like the social justice issue. Or, again, the one that bothers me most or worries me most is that they may change election law to have a mail-in, you know, where all voters are mailed a ballot in the general election like they did in the primary. That's the one that worries me most.
And give us the process. The governor called the special session, invited everybody on a less than a day's notice to be in Carson City. Okay, that's fine. Now you say there's going to be another special session with up to 8 different items on the agenda?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be. It's completely up to the governor. He gets, as by law, by the Constitution, the governor gets to set the agenda, and the legislature is only allowed to consider items that the governor puts on the agenda. And the thinking from one of the legislators I spoke with today is that he's doing it this way, is that you have to vote on whatever the budget fixes are for the hole in the budget. And if that includes a tax increase where they need a Republican vote in the Senate to pass it with a two-thirds majority, if they do that first, then Republicans lose all leverage on every other issue that may come up in the second special session, because none of these issues on social justice reform, election reform, or whatever else they consider would involve a tax increase, which means Republicans would have no leverage to stop any of this other bad stuff by saying, well, if you do this, then we're not going to give you the vote on the tax increase. So that's the reason people believe that the governor is dividing the special session up into two special sessions to get the tax increase or the budget cuts done first. Then they can do whatever the heck they want with a simple majority on all these other issues.
Let me ask you, because the other key issue that is before us, and it begins tomorrow, it's the Clark County School District, fifth largest school district in the country, is going to be meeting to determine and vote, most probably, on whether or not to reopen the schools. We saw Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, she was in Washington today with the vice president, and they were talking about the need to reopen schools. First of all, what do you think the Clark County School District will do? Will it be this hybrid that everybody wants to talk about?
Boy, yeah, I have no idea. I think the hybrid, if it isn't, it should be dead on arrival. You would have children coming into class 2 days a week and then remotely 3 days a week. I mean, parents and families, especially when you have both parents working, they need to have some sort of structure that they can depend on. And what are you going to do? Your kids are going to be in school for 2 days so you can both work, but the other 3 days, who's going to watch the kids if you don't have a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad that's going to be with the children? So I really do believe that the Clark County School District can't do this hybrid thing. There's no way they can implement it without totally screwing up so many families' lives. They got to go one way or the other.
Do you believe it's important for a young person to actually have their butts in a seat on opening day, whether it's August or September? Do you, the experts are pretty much in favor of saying, hey, kids need to be in a school setting. And that doing it, you know, online, virtually, whatever you want to call it, just it doesn't cut it. Do you believe the kids need to be in the brick and mortar schools?
No, absolutely not. But I draw that from personal experience. My wife and I have homeschooled our children from day one, and so we know that that is a model that can work, and kids can flourish without being in a classroom setting. But homeschooling isn't for everyone. And not every family is capable of doing homeschooling or virtual learning. So it is a problem for some families. I do hope that a lot of families who have maybe hadn't considered homeschooling before the governor shut all of the schools down, now that they've had some experience with it, will say, you know what, this isn't so bad. We can do this. Our kids can succeed. And they continue to homeschool and take their kids out of the public schools. I think that would be the best thing in the world for a lot of us, if you start to take kids out of the public schools. But I've been arguing for that for many, many years, long before the COVID-19 crisis came up.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a number a couple of weeks ago that a study shows that 40% of those who have kids in schools, public schools nationwide, 40% will keep them home. They don't trust the public schools to keep them safe. I want to ask you, though, okay, just take a quick look back. Are you of a mind that what Arnie Duncan, the former Secretary of Education, calls the COVID-19 slide, similar to the summer slide, that at the end of summer kids just forget everything they learned during the school year? Do you buy that? Do you believe that there will be a COVID-19 slide, and that these have been a couple of three really lost months for students?
Yes, I absolutely believe that. I think that students who, again, if in my case, where you started homeschooling your kids and they were always homeschooled, they got used to it, they learned the study habits, that's fine. But when you have kids who weren't started out that way and suddenly were yanked out of a classroom situation and put into a virtual homeschool situation, yes, a lot of those kids are not going to respond very favorably to that. And yes, there will be a slide in their education, unless the parents make the decision that we're going to continue to do this on our own, we're going to homeschool. But the ones who suddenly got pulled out of that classroom setting, they've gone all of these months without it, and then they're going to go back into a classroom setting. Let's say that that's what Clark County does, that they will go back to a full classroom setting. There's going to be all these lost months that they're going to have to make up somehow.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Chuck, always good to visit with you. Thanks for giving us the live reporting from Carson City. We'll talk with you again next week. Safe travels in the next few days.
You got it. Thanks, Kevin. Always great talking with you.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Coming up, the president and the president of Mexico are meeting with the media. If we can dip into it, we will. We'll do that coming up right here. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually, the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence.
Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Right now, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, the Mexican president, is conducting a news conference with the president of the United States at the White House. They had a West Wing meeting. This, of course, to help launch the USMCA, the, I guess, NAFTA 2.0. There is a lot for these two leaders to be talking about. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, very excited. Michael Schaus will join us, communication director for NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And they are, I believe they are, even as we speak, well, in fact, maybe they're going to take some more questions. If they take more questions, we will certainly do that. Let's, it looks like the press conference is ending. And I want you to hear one more time, and you're going to hear it a lot on this show, because this, to me, is the quintessential argument against defunding the police. So when all of your liberal friends are talking about that, this is what you need to tell them. This is cut one, and this is the Trump voicemail ad. Here it is.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Speaking of the president, he's going to be in New Hampshire this Saturday And he will speak 5 o'clock Pacific time. And these rally speeches are just absolutely incredible. I absolutely love these. What did you think of the Trump ad? Call me if you have some thoughts on that. I think that is the quintessential argument against defunding the police. And that ad ought to run a million times. And the folks at the Trump campaign, they got tons of money. So, suffice to say, this is I think this is going to be a good week for the president. That ad, though, I think to me says more than anything just about what this is all about. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will preview an interview that we're going to be doing just after 5 o'clock. Randy Thompson. She is the Nevada State Director for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And the governor has threatened to do something if we don't all mask up. And he says targeted moves towards businesses and segments of the business society. I don't know what that means. We have not seen any movement relative to a press conference, but we'll get to that coming up. Be with us just after 5 o'clock because Randy Thompson will join us from NFIB. What would it mean to state businesses if we rolled back to phase one or phase zero? That's what the governor was threatening. There was no mistaking his tone or what it was he was talking about. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 5.5 million Americans over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Considering the fact that every 68 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the average cost of long-term care is approaching $7,000 monthly, what should somebody with Alzheimer's do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about little-known laws and techniques that allow them to create tax-free money to pay for long-term care, even if they already have Alzheimer's. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-7000. 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
Optimized performance, enhanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Vice President Pence was at the Department of Education today, and this is cut two, talking about why opening schools makes a tremendous sense.
Apart from having an underlying health condition, children do not appear to be susceptible to serious illness from the coronavirus. Dr. Birx can speak to that statistically on a global basis, and that's been a blessing for Americans and American families. As Secretary Azar just said, we know that the risk of serious illness to children is very low, and there are measures we can put into place to make sure that we don't see the spread of the virus or outbreaks in individual schools by having children learn in a single classroom or learn outside as often as possible, not go into larger settings. And this is all the kind of guidance that the CDC is putting forward. But I'm going to let Bob Redfield speak to that, because we really do believe that we can open these schools safely, given what we have seen in terms of outcomes among children, and also the kind of measures that we think we can put into effect to prevent the spread.
That was the Vice President this afternoon in our nation's capital. They did a briefing with the coronavirus White House task force, and they all made the case. They brought Betsy DeVos over from the Department of Education, and they essentially said it's time to open the schools. The president tweeted out today that he wants the schools open, and he threatened to withhold federal funding to school districts that don't reopen. And I guess that makes sense. Why pay them for services that we're not getting? It makes sense. Stick around. Lots to do. Michael Shouse will join us, communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. They are a regular lobbying in Carson City, but now with the coronavirus, has all that changed? Will there be any public input in what the legislature does over the next 5 or 8 days? We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news is...